Terms apply.
Apply, renew, and try radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 13th, March 2026. With real view of 28 degrees Celsius, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. PF Pamozi Alliance demands explanation from Robert Chavinga over UPND rally appearances. The government calls for SADC unity amidst global geopolitical tensions. And Australian businessman found guilty of working for suspected Chinese spies.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The PF Pamozi Alliance has called on PF faction leader Robert Chavinga to explain why he continues to address UPND rallies while claiming to hold a mandate within the party, stating that leadership of a political party cannot be exercised from another political party's platform. Alliance Deputy Second Vice Chairperson for Information, Publicity and Media, Michael Peary, has emphasized the need to respect the rule of law and court decisions, noting that political legitimacy should not be built on attempts to impress those in power, including President Hakainde Hichilema. In a statement, Mr. Peary has reiterated the party's commitment to constitutionalism and internal democracy, stating that the alliance will proceed with organizing a party convention in line with the requirements of its constitution. He has added that the PF remains committed to rebuilding its structures and mobilizing support across the country as it looks towards the future. Efforts to get a comment from Mr. Chavinga proved futile by broadcast time as his phone went unanswered. The government has emphasized the need for unity within the Southern African Development Community, SADC, as geopolitical tensions continue to create uncertainty around the world, particularly in the Middle East. Speaking on the sidelines of the SADC Council of Ministers meeting held in Pretoria, South Africa, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe said the region must work together and strengthen its collective capacity to withstand global shocks. Mr. Haimbe has noted that the ongoing conflicts across the world are already having economic consequences, with Zambia beginning to feel the impact, particularly in the oil sector. He has stressed that SADC member states must prioritize becoming more self-sustaining in order to safeguard their economies from external disruptions.
The mindset is in relation to agriculture, in relation to industrialization, in relation really to making ourselves more self-sustaining as a region. And that speaks to your question about the ever-changing geopolitics. At a time like this, when there's a lot of uncertainty in the world order as we've known it, it's important for regional groupings, for countries in regional groupings to band together, like-minded, in the interest of their self-preservation, if I may use that expression. So it's very significant in that regard.
In more news this afternoon, trial involving Nkana Member of Parliament, Bino Mpundu, who is charged with seditious practice, failed to take off today at the Lusaka Magistrates Court. When the matter came up for continuation of trial, State Prosecutor Abraham Ngozo informed the court that the witness who was suspected to testify was not present as he had travelled to Solwezi to attend to family matters. Mr. Mpundu appeared before Resident Magistrate Webster Milumbe, who adjourned the matter to March 30th, 2026 for commencement of trial. It is alleged that Mr. Mpundu on December 20th, 2024 in Lusaka published seditious words in which he urged citizens to defend themselves with equal measure, stating that he was out of the country and he had received the report of the attack on Sean Tembo and his team by Trevor Mwinde and his team with great pain. In the same post, Mr. Mpundu also accused Mr. Mwinde of being behind the abduction of former Pitauke Member of Parliament, Emmanuel Banda. He further alleged that Mr. Mwinde was walking free because the police could not take action against him, despite reportedly leading an assault on Mr. Tembo in the presence of Lapula Province Commissioner of Police, Yui Mwaya. Meanwhile, Mr. Mpundu has told Hot FM News that yesterday's youth celebrations were marred by violence, leaving some of his members injured, with others currently admitted to hospital. Mr. Mpundu said he intends to engage the police over the matter, adding that authorities cannot continue lamenting violence while no action is being taken.
Yesterday we did take part in the celebrations here in Lusaka and many parts of the country. The sad part is that the incidents in Lusaka was marred with a lot of violence that has left a lot of our members injured. Some are already in hospital as we speak. From here at court, I am actually heading to headquarters at the police to officially have an engagement with the Inspector General of Police, because for me, we cannot continue to lament over violence every time there is national events and there is no action being taken.
Now, Irish Ambassador to Zambia, Aidan Fitzpatrick, has commended Zambia for maintaining peace and stability on the African continent since gaining independence. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Mr. Fitzpatrick has expressed concern over the state of peace around the world, citing conflicts and wars that continue to affect many countries. He has said that conflict must be avoided at all costs due to its negative impact on ordinary citizens and national development. Mr. Fitzpatrick has also commended Zambia for officially launching its candidature for the election to the United Nations Human Rights Council for the period 2027 to 2029.
We need it. When we have these wars, conflicts, that's when diplomacy, dialogue has failed. We need to get back to diplomacy and dialogue. We need to solve these problems. Again, Zambia, exemplary in it negotiated its independence. It had a peaceful, relatively peaceful transition when you compare it to many countries. And you've had 61 years of peace, stability. More of that. That's what the world needs. We need to avoid conflict. We have conflict here on our door in the DRC. South Sudan is this hugely challenging. Ukraine in Europe. These are serious, serious challenges. But
the Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Sanlam Life Insurance Zambia has launched a return on premium feature for annuities designed to ensure that the full investment is returned to clients upon retirement or to their next of kin in the event of death. Speaking at the launch, Pensions and Insurance Authority Deputy Registrar for Insurance, Dr. Brian Machinshi, said the annuity feature is crucial as it guarantees the settlement of funds to clients. Dr. Machinshi has added that the authority is committed to creating a conducive environment for the growth of the insurance sector in the country and encourage the adoption of such innovative features.
So why am I saying this? Because the insurance comes as a bridge. Especially this product that is being launched today is a bridge. It's our young selves that are supposed to take care of our future selves. So in this sense, life insurance in the annuity product is a bridge. So how are we making use of this bridge? So this annuity product, this feature of premium return, for a long time, as life insurance companies, we are carrying a label that we are thieves. Why are we thieves? Because there's an insured event.
Meanwhile, Insurers Association of Zambia Executive Director Dr. Nkaka Mwashika say the product enhancements that respond to customer needs play a critical role in improving insurance penetration and uptake in Zambia. And Sanlam Life Insurance Zambia Executive Director Maunga Kwenda said this is the first product of its kind in the country, noting that it secures the financial future of clients by guaranteeing full settlement.
Now, when someone retires, when they get their pension, 50% they get as cash to do whatever they want, but the other 50% they are supposed to buy an annuity. And this annuity is like you're buying into a product we have where you get monthly salary until you die. Now, what we are saying is that it's not enough, because in the past you are getting something out, but then your amount you put in can be little, and it is very little. The balance is what's paid to the family. But we are saying, no, we have promised you to look after you.